नमस्कार।
The human heart is very tender, and it is through the heart, through the core essence of one's being, that the connection with divinity is made. Through the love within you, that you find your connection to wholeness, to awareness, to the source of your being. In human life, there are different types of experiences. Some are happy, some tragic, sorrowful. When sorrow, pain, and difficulty overcome you, and you feel despondent, or you feel disconnected, know that you are the observer, the witness of your experience. You are not the experience. When grief and sadness are there, when fear and anxiety dominate the mind, when worry and troubles of the life dominate the mind, know that you are not those troubles. You are the person who is witnessing the experience of trouble, witnessing the experience of sorrow, witnessing the experience of anxiety or fear. You are the witness of your experience. You are not the victim. You are not endlessly caught in an experience of sorrow or pain or fear that you cannot control. The experience is in the moment, generated through the body, as is the experience of physical pain, as well as psychic pain, in the moment, generated in the body. The physical pain produced by the nervous system cannot simply be turned off. It is a part of the body experience. When it arises, it is for a purpose. The same is true with mental pain. When anxiety or fear come in the mind, sorrow and grief and loss, or deep depressive feelings, all of these feelings are produced by the body in response to a chemical response to environment. They are the body's way of protecting you, of alerting you, of keeping you safe. But they can become burdens, these experiences, pain that you cannot resolve, whether physical or mental, becomes a burden. To address that physical or mental pain, there needs to be the ability to separate from the pain, to bring your awareness to the knowledge that you are experiencing the pain. You are not the pain. You are the aware consciousness experiencing the pain. Your intelligent, aware being is witnessing the experience of pain, of sorrow, of loss, of grief, of fear, anxiety, whatever the experience, negative or difficult. They are not negative, they are difficult emotions, or physical pain are witnessed. Without your witnessing awareness, there would be no experience, not of pleasure and joy and not of pain. There would be no one to experience it, because there must be awareness of the experience. If there is no awareness, there is no experience. So there is aware consciousness, aware being, that is you. And in that aware being, there is a one who is experiencing, who is doing, who is engaged with the body, the mind, the brain. That is your I feeling that is engaged, your sense of self, me, that person that you call me, that is experiencing. But there is a witnessing consciousness experiencing that experience of you, of your existence. That consciousness is Purusha, being, is awareness, intelligent awareness. And that intelligent awareness knows that you exist. And not only does it know that you exist, it experiences the experiences of you being embodied. So it experiences the physical pain, it witnesses the experience of pain. You witness the experience of pain. You witness the experience of sorrow. You witness the experience of anxiety and fear. Those feelings, and the physical and mental, are not you. And when they appear to overwhelm you, take a moment to use your piercing intellect, your discriminative intellect, to separate out yourself, your awareness, from the experience you are aware of. All life is a series of experiences that you are witnessing, that you are aware of. Joyous, happy, painful, blissful, divine, whatever your experience, you are the one who is aware of that experience. The experiences come and go. They are always changing. It may seem like eternity when you are in a particular feeling or emotion, or when you are in physical pain that is strong, it seems like it is forever. But it's only a passing experience that you are witnessing. You, that witness, you are eternal. Your aware consciousness, aware intelligent beingness, is eternal. That goes on to witness another experience, and another experience, and another experience. Embodied or not embodied, there is this aware witnessing consciousness. The problem is that the awareness becomes merged in the experience. You become unable to separate yourself from the experience. And when the experience is painful, physically or mentally painful, it's overwhelming. You get lost in it. But when you can separate yourself out as the ongoing witness from the momentary experience of pain, pain becomes just another momentary sensation witnessed by you. One you have witnessed before, but there are so many other experiences that you also witness in your embodiment and when you are not embodied. Your witnessing awareness is not the body. You are not the body. Though your witnessship is very engaged with the experiences of the physical form when you are in form, you are not that form. You are this witnessing, aware consciousness. You are the person, the individual who knows. You're that knower that knows the experience of your personhood. You are the Atman. It's called Atman, the soul. As that Atman, as that soul, you have this ability to know yourself apart from your experiences in the body, apart from your emotions, apart from your physical and mental pain or joy. For whether it is joy or whether it is pain, it's still immersing your sense of self into your experience. When you can distinguish your witnessing consciousness, your sense of self, from your experience, you become able to know yourself. You begin to witness yourself rather than just the experiences of the body and mind. When you come to witness, to know yourself, you begin to see this awareness, consciousness, intelligence that is you, knowing everything you experience, knowing this voice talking to you at this moment. Who knows that there are words being said? Who is following this talk? It is you, your intelligent, knowing consciousness that witnesses through your sense of self, your eye feeling, all that you experience. But when you bring your awareness back to that knowing self, to the knower, to the witness, then you see there is only the one. One eternal being, one self. Because how is the witness that is in you, that knowing consciousness, different from the knowing consciousness that knows the cat's experience of itself, or knows the tree's experience of itself? It is not different, is it? It is the same Purusha, the same knowing awareness, consciousness, intelligence, that knows the experience of being a cat, that knows the experience of the tree, of the plants, of the deer, of all the animals, all the plants, knows even the experience of a rock being itself. So when you realize that there is no separation between your knowing awareness and the awareness that knows all other things in this world, then what is the difference between you and the knower of all else? Your intelligent awareness is the same, only it's what it is witnessing content-wise is the experiences engaged by your eye feeling, rather than the experiences of the cat engaging in its eye feeling, or the experience of the rock or the tree. So the only difference is what content is being experienced, not the experiencer. So when you bring your awareness back into yourself, you are connected, aligned with all life, connected to all beings. You are the same witnessing awareness that is in everything and everyone. And when you let your awareness melt back into awareness of yourself, your larger self, then the self alone exists. God alone exists. Being alone exists. Love alone exists. All of the manifestations are that which is witnessed within consciousness, by consciousness. Like the movie played on the movie screen, but the awareness that watches the movie, that is the reality that sustains. Everything else changes every moment. It is changing, changing. And when you experience pain, separate yourself from the pain. Know that you are this living awareness. And the pain is a transitory, momentary experience. But that you, as this living, vital awareness, are the vast consciousness which experiences all the experiences, both pleasurable and painful, in this whole universe. And in your seat, in your essence, you are peace, you are love. You are, in essence, complete in your own being. All the restlessness of human life, which causes all this pleasure and pain, is the result of reaching out for wholeness, to be complete. Because every embodied being wants to find that wholeness, is restless to find that wholeness, is drawn to that wholeness of being, knowingly or unknowingly moving towards that center of being. You are that. When you bring your awareness back to yourself, yourself of yourself, to the love, to the peace which you are, not to the experiences you have, then you find the wholeness, because there you are connected to everything that is, to every living being. You are connected to God. You are connected to all life. You are whole in yourself. So never be daunted by the experiences of the moment that come and go. Know that you are more than what you witness in any given moment. Remember your true nature always. All right? Are there any questions? Namaskar.